you most likely have never heard of Matthew Adell. You might never have known him if not for the business he left behind. His story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by AgriLiquid. No matter how you apply fertilizer, AgriLiquid products will maximize your yield potential. Go to agriliquid.com.
There are a ton of companies jumping on the low-salt, micronutrient, high-efficiency bandwagon. It's like they discovered something new. That's what we've been doing for over 30 years. Don't be a guinea pig. Decades of research and millions of acres have gone into developing AgriLiquid's full line of fertilizers. With all the mergers and buyouts in this industry, it's nice to know there are some things you can count on. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition. It's who we've always been. AgriLiquid, same great company, just easier to say our name. Visit agriliquid.com.
For bigger yields this year, start small by putting fertilizer biocatalyst Titan XC on every little granule. New Titan XC helps you get more out of your crops by getting more out of your dry fertilizer. Titan XC promotes release of the nutrients in your fertilizer and those bound up in the soil. Release more nutrition. Expect more results with Titan XC from Crop Production Services. Always read and follow label directions.
There's a good chance you've never heard of Matthew Adell. Perhaps very few would know him if not for a business he left to the world after his death.
Well, Matthew was born in 1856 in southern Germany. His family migrated to the States then when he was about 12. Matthew then moved here to Haverhill in February of 1883 when he was 26 years old, and he started the blacksmith shop at that time.
Keith Herod shares the story from Adell's blacksmith shop in Haverhill, Iowa.
Matthew may have started a blacksmith apprenticeship in Germany before the family migrated to the States. In Europe, at that time, blacksmiths were very specialized. Young men started blacksmith apprenticeships at age 10 or 11.
Adell held patents on some inventions, including a cattle dehorner, but none of his designs became hits. However, that doesn't mean he didn't stand out in his business.
One of the things that makes Matthew kind of stand out is how well his shop is organized. The range of skills that he had, blacksmithing, farrier, cobbler, repairing shoes, cooper, rebuilding barrels, rebuilding wagon wheels or wheelwright, wagonsmith, he could do a lot of different things well.
As times changed, Adell's family and business changed as well.
In 1917, they added a garage next door for Lewis. Lewis was born in 1899, so the hot thing was the automobile. Lewis wanted to be a car mechanic.
But the reason this shop truly stands out is because of what happened when Matthew Adell died in 1940. That part of the story is next time as we travel the countryside. In Haverhill, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.